Welcome to the Tabletop Sportcast. I'm your host, James Cast. Today is March 29th, 2024, and this is episode 159. Today we'll be wrapping up the first quarter and talking a little bit about what's happened in the podcast, what's happened on my tabletop for the past 3 months, and take a little peek ahead at what might be coming over the next couple of months. As always, if you'd like to send me any show topics, questions, tell me about projects, you can do so at tabletopsportcast@gmail.com. Now, without further ado, let's take a look back at the week that was on the tabletop. All right, so it's been a busy few weeks, and gameplay has definitely kind of slowed to a crawl for me over the past couple of weeks. Hoping that April will give me a chance to kind of get back into a good rhythm again, but every now and again, these things will happen where work and real life will take over our hobby, and I had to kind of back away from it a little bit, backed away from the podcast a little bit over the last couple of weeks, as you've heard, and missed a couple of my target dates as I was working on episodes. But here's what I've been able to do over the past 2 weeks, basically 2 weeks, is completed like 21 gaming sessions, which sounds pretty decent. But only 5 games really were on my table. And I think the biggest thing I've noticed over the first 3 months, and I knew I had built a pretty compact schedule to kind of deliver this year with all the projects that I was going to go after. And the thing that's getting really sacrificed the most has been like the variety of games. So this past couple of weeks, it's been just 5 games on the table. Fast Inning Baseball, where I was able to complete my 1954 MLB Rumble tournament. It was the Cleveland Indians, who had won 111 games that year, who ended up coming out on top in that tournament. So they ended up beating the New York Yankees in the end to win the Rumble. The team that had the most wins throughout the Rumble was Brooklyn. Brooklyn ended up with like 11 wins, but it was Cleveland who survived and was last man standing in a sense. So they win the Rumble tournament. I also got Let's Play Tennis and was able to complete the 2024 Tag Open. And what was really fun with that was trying out all the different styles in the sandbox. The only thing I really didn't do was like the tournament mode, because I didn't want to fast play any of the matches. I wanted to get right into like doing almost like play out each match, but I wanted to play most of them on like fast play mode. So that's what I did. And towards the end, I got down to like point by point method. I think of all the methods, like point by point was probably my least favorite, but it still helps you build the drama. I think if I was, you know, for me, and again, a lot of this comes down to like what's your interest level in certain sports. And for me with tennis, it's probably, especially with the fictional for me at this point, it was, I think the best mode for me for that was going fast forward, which got me to a late score for each game. And then I played point by point for just a couple of points to see who would win it. And a couple of those games, you know, dragged out because you'd get into deuce and play back and forth on advantage. So some of the games definitely took a little bit longer to play out. But I did like that kind of fast forward approach to playing the matches there. So completed that, and it was who ended up winning it? It was Sergei Ivanov, the Russian, who ended up taking my 2024 Tag Open, and that completed my kind of monthly fictional tournament. Then it was Fury Football, which was my showcase this month, and I got 2 of the 3 nights completed for that. In that one, it ended up being Philadelphia who took the crown of the showcase. They ended up beating New York in the final game 37-30. So Philadelphia wins my Fury Football Showcase. Always good to get a Fury sport back on the table, so I really enjoyed that. I played without strategy cards and played without coaches. Just went back to kind of like pure Fury Football, let the teams play out. I definitely saw a difference in team performance just doing that alone, right? Because some of the teams are definitely built to use their strategy cards, and some of the teams you can pair a good coach with to really take advantage of what they've got on the table. But when you strip them back down to like just the basic, like let's just play with the player cards and auto play calling and all that kind of stuff, you can definitely see a difference in how some of the teams perform. But really had fun with Fury football again. Hockey Blast wrapped up the Wayne Gretzky project. I would probably be in worse shape this month for March if I hadn't been able to close that project out early. That was scheduled to go for 39 games. I actually got to his 50th goal in game 32. So saved myself a number of sessions. And honestly, that probably would have prevented me from getting some other things done if I was really focused on getting Gretzky across the finish line. But yeah, 50 goals in 32 games. Pretty impressive. I posted this on the Facebook page. And of course, you can always keep track of all of my gaming, or a good amount of my gaming, from my Facebook page, right? Facebook.com/tabletopsportcast if you want to check out what I'm posting from my tabletop. And what was great was like the Oilers came within 2 points of their regular season record. I think in real life they had 44 points at the 32nd game after 32 games, and in my replay they were at 42 points. So it was off by one win. And then the other part that was really cool was that the Oilers finished with the exact same number of goals in 32 games that they did in real life. So while Gretzky was able to stay ahead of his pace, and he finished like plus 19 on his actual pace. Like I finished way early and he went on a run in those last seven games to really like pile up the goals to get to 50. So he was a little behind his own pace and really picked up over the last like seven games. For me, I was able to keep a nice steady pace. Biggest difference for me was that in real life at 32 games, he had 11 games where he wasn't able to score a goal. And in my replay, it was only four games that he didn't score a goal. So that played into it quite a bit. I was able to get more consistent scoring over the 32 games. And then it was Grid Zone. Got a couple of nights in for Grid Zone. I'm through night five of a 14-night schedule. So about a third of the way through the Grid Zone schedule. And seeing some great individual performances. I think right now the individuals, I've got some like top heavy teams with some really strong individuals, and they're starting to really put a dent in some of our season records. So we're seeing some really impressive performances through season three of the American Grid Zone League. And that's it. Those are the five games that have been on the table over the past couple weeks. I'm going to cover like where I am in terms of like Q1 planning and everything in just a minute, but that's really where I ended up the month. The good news from a March standpoint is all of the projects that were planned for March were completed. So there's really only kind of one event on my big board that didn't get done yet in Q1, and I'm hoping to do that this weekend. So I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a couple segments. But before we get to our main topic about talking about the quarterly recap, we're going to talk a little bit about the news and some things that are going on in the gaming community. So let's switch over and hit some news items. All right, let's start the news off with 49 Sports Games. And as we covered in our interview with Grant Fines, he is starting a pre-sale for the latest game for 49 Sports, which is the Quick Dex hockey game. Head on over to 49 Sports Games. I think that's the website name. And you can get in on the pre-order for Quick Dex hockey. Grant's been posting some videos about the game, so you can go check those out just to see if it's going to be something you're interested in. There's a couple of other people. I noticed that Rob Gallimore has also posted a video about it, so you can check out his gameplay of it. But that is live, and you can get in on that pre-sale now. Next, we'll switch over to Play, and Play has put out their latest Play Connect with a couple of events highlighted. We've got, of course, the two live events, which the first one coming up very soon, actually next month, only about a month away now, and that's WISCON 24. Travis Jansen is hosting a live event. It's going to be kind of a bring what you want to play, but if you are able to get into the Milwaukee area, there's a lot of good details on the Play Connect post for, let's see, what date was this for? March 26th, just a couple days ago. And you can go check out everything that's going to be going on with this WISCON 24, which will take place on April 27th of 2024. So just a couple of weeks away for that event. I think they're going to get a decent crowd. So, you know, if you're interested and you're able to get to that area, I would definitely recommend it. I had originally hoped to get there, but that's not going to happen for me this year. But I, you know, I hope everybody has a great time because it looks like it'll be a fun event. And then, of course, we're getting closer and actually within 90 days now, which is insane, of Play.con 2024. So that will be, you know, June 20th through 22nd. So, yeah, less than 3 months away already. And you can get some good information about that event from their Play Connect also. I think they're just about wrapped up with the pre-sale on probably the reduced price on tickets. But, you know, go out and check that out. I don't know if it's completely sold out yet or not, but obviously that'll be a big event there. And then they've got a number of games that are kind of available. So one, they've released a couple of new seasons. So they've recently released like their Scram Auto Racing. They've come out with the Baseball America set. They also just released recently the 2023 season for Soccer Blast. And this time they went with the American Soccer League. So, you know, Major Soccer League, MLS, is really what you have. And Messi, remember, Messi took part in MLS last year playing for Miami. So you get Messi as part of that set. They just released that. And then they just came out with the 2023 pro season for History Maker Baseball. So if you want to play Major League Baseball 2023 season, that's now also available. And what's coming out soon is, you know, we're only about a month away, probably 2 months really, by the time it gets released, but a couple months away from Highlight Maker Hoops, the full play version coming out. I think they're going to do, I think it's looking at like a late May release, maybe around Memorial Day, that you'll be able to get access to that game. And then Soccer Blast Express, which is planning to come out just after Play.con. So if you're going to Play.con, you'll have a shot to play some Soccer Blast Express there. And that's the majority of what Play has going on. Over on the other side, where we're talking about, not the other side, but Stone Mountain Press, continuing to wait for the release of Legends of Boxing. Sounds like there's a lot of work going into heavyweights for that. So, again, I think the focus will be there. They're doing a lot of testing of fighter ratings. Some of them will be updated. But they also have mentioned that every card that they've previously released will be kind of like backwards compatible with the new version, which is a real big plus, right? So if you've got some of these older cards, you'll still be able to utilize those in the new game. So no release date yet for that, but sounds like that is coming up. What they did release was some strategy cards for Stone Cold Hockey. So if that's something that you are interested in playing, I think it gives you a little bit more playability in terms of like head-to-head play. So look for those strategy cards that are available from Stone Mountain Press for Stone Cold Hockey. And that could be another good pickup for you, especially if you're a fan of Stone Cold Hockey. Those are most of the major things that I wanted to cover for the news. You know, there are some other sales going on right now. I think with the baseball season, check out, there's a couple of game companies that offer baseball games that are putting some sales out. You've got Downey, which typically does their Easter sale around this time, and I think it started like last week, in fact. So you can check out Downey Games if you're looking for pick up any of their games. And then, of course, like almost forgot too, Sports Sim Magazine just released issue number 15 with Fast Inning Baseball on the cover. So, you know, that's a pretty cool issue. The last couple of issues for Sports Sim Magazine have just been jam-packed with content. And this one is just in that same vein. There is a lot of good content in there, a lot of different game designers talking through their games. I believe Grant talks about Quick Dex Hockey. You've got, obviously, Fast Inning Baseball. There's some other ones in there, too. And then a number of contributing writers talking about a lot of games, too. So, you know, head on over to Sports Sim Magazine. You can find them on Facebook and check out the latest issue from Sports Sim Magazine. I contributed yet again to Sports Sim Magazine. My article was on project planning. So if you happen to pick it up, you'll be able to check out my latest article, which deals a lot with the kind of what we talk about here on the podcast, right? Like that approach to project planning. So that's the wrap on the news. A lot of good stuff going on, a lot of interesting events going on. One more plug too. Co-op events, on the play side, if you are a fan of red, white, and blue racing, a couple of years ago, Travis Jansen did like the kart series where you got to make your own driver. He had come up with a formula for, you know, you got money to spend to make your own car and driver. He hasn't really had time to kind of run that again, although it was something he had hoped to do. And Kevin Sieg has picked up the reins of that and is running that kart series for 2024. So I think there's about 20 or so people who have taken part so far. And what you're asked to do is submit a car with your driver as well as a track. And they'll add it into, he's going to eventually in the next week or two compile all that into like a nice PDF. And then really you just run your race, like run the race on your track. And by the time everybody's run all theirs, then we'll have a full season completed of the kart series, right? So it's a lot of fun. And if you're looking for a good co-op event and you happen to like red, white, and blue racing, like this could be a really cool event to take part in. So go check that out too. Okay, let's take a look now or move over to our main topic, which will be to talk a bit about how Q1 has gone for me. All right, well, we have to start first and foremost with what this episode was supposed to be about, which was my quarterly hangout for the podcast. And you know, hey, we're practicing agile here. I'm going to own up to the fact that we had to fail fast a little bit. I knew I was going to struggle a little bit with trying to get the quarterly hangout to happen the way I wanted it to. And sure enough, I struggled with making sure people had the right access to my Discord channel, getting the recording going the way I wanted it to. So nothing really worked the way I wanted to, other than the fact that we were able to have a nice long chat with a few people. So I appreciate everybody who was able to join. We had a nice discussion about some of the games that we're playing, some of the things that were new to our tables, kind of projects that we're working on. So I want to thank those who were able to attend. We're going to try again soon. And I have let anybody who's on Patreon, and I'll let the rest of the audience know too, like, probably going to do a fast follow-up to that, because as I look ahead to Q2, the chance to do a quarterly hangout is probably going to have to happen in April for me. My schedule with things like Play.con in June and a bunch of like family events in May, like April's going to be the month that I'm going to want to do the quarterly hangout. So we're going to kind of bounce right back and try this again in April. And I haven't picked the exact date yet, but that should be coming soon. So shout out, though, to Tim McLean, David Selinsky, and Al Wilson, who were able to join. And apologies to everybody else who was a Patreon member who struggled with the access. Took me about 20 minutes to figure out how to give everybody access to the Discord channel. So we'll do better next time. I'll do a better job of recording it. Apologies for not being able to share it with the rest of the audience, but this is what happens sometimes, right? So we'll work on that for next time. Q1, I mean, overall, I've had a lot of success. I think the goal, as I mentioned at the beginning of the year, the goal overall has been to, when it comes to my tabletop, to get a good number of projects completed. I'm really shooting for a high number of projects. I want to have like a regular delivery of all of these types of projects. And I want to be able to complete like these monthly showcases, the monthly tournaments, the historical replays, quarterly projects, History Maker baseball projects. Like, I want to be able to do all of it. It's been a little challenging because I almost signed up for too much for this year. And while I'm still going to pursue a lot of it, I also have to look and see if there's going to need to be flexibility at times. Cause right now I definitely did not complete all of the sessions that I needed to stay on track for a lot of the projects. So I'm a little bit behind right now. As far as like the actual projects go, between the showcases, the tournaments, the quarterly projects, the monthly deliveries, everything that I wanted to get done in Q1 is done, except for the one event of playing Status Pro basketball with the 2004 Women's College Championship between UConn and Tennessee. I had planned that for February. Still haven't gotten it to the table, but my goal is to get that done. So at least it's I'm going to get that done this weekend. So at least it's done for the first quarter. But there are some other things that I've fallen a little bit behind, and I'm probably going to start to shuffle the deck a little bit with some of my monthly delivery projects to start to think about what would be easier to deliver in a shorter time frame. Because there's one or two that I might need to push out a little bit more. And that's the point that I've reached at the end of Q1. But as I mentioned earlier, the other thing that's been really sacrificed is I haven't gotten a chance to just grab, you know, a bunch of games off of the shelf and get those played. So when I look at my like gaming log, for instance, you know, as I've mentioned before, like one of the goals for the gaming log is to kind of track like how many games do I have in the green. And I want to see it be about, you know, 20%. If 20% of the games that I have in my collection are making it to the table in a 30-day span, then I feel like I have a good variety going. I'm about 10% right now. I'm about half of that. So really struggling to get other games on the table right now. A lot of things are moving into the yellow, and really most of them moving into the red. At this point, I've probably got 3/4 of my games that have not been played in the past 90 days. Because that's really what Q1 has been. It's been very moving more into like a siloed focus of working on whatever the projects are that I happen to have going for that point in time and not really getting a lot of variety behind that. So that's been a little bit of a struggle. It takes away a little bit from the motivation because you don't feel like you're staying on top of everything. So what I'll probably do is start to think about how to scale a couple of things back. You know, one of the things that I think became a bit of a challenge was that my quarterly project and my History Maker baseball project were requiring a lot of playtime. To get, you know, trying to schedule 39 hockey games over 3 months was a challenge. And while I wanted to have that kind of an approach to it, like I also realized like, okay, well, if I'm going to do these kinds of things, I have to scale that back just a little bit, especially playing like full play. Same with the Mets 69 run. Like when I went into that, like that was also about, you know, 25, 30 games that I had to get done there too. So as I look ahead to like Q2, one of the things I want to do is take a look at like my quarterly project. So my quarterly project for Q2 is going to be playing out the 1986 PGA tournament season. And I knew going in, like I wasn't going to play like 30 tournaments. Like I don't have the bandwidth to be able to do that. I'm probably going to pick like the four majors and a handful of other events. I think I was going to shoot originally for like 12 events. I might scale that back to like 10 events and pick like six other kind of signature events. Because one of the things I want to do is I don't want to necessarily sit people out. I want to have like the tournaments be run with the whole roster of golfers from 1986. But if, as you know, like if you go through a golf season, if you go through a PGA season, most of those golfers don't play like every week, right? Like most of them play at just a handful of events each year. In 86, it might have been more than like 10 or 12. That's very possible. But I think for me, I'm going to get a flavor for how that everybody would perform for the year by focusing in on like 10 events. It'll be those four majors, and then it'll be just a handful of other events that I can do. And hopefully I'll be able to match those up with the courses that I currently have in my collection. But if not, I'll try to see if I can fill in the gaps. And with all of the great user content that's out there for History Maker Golf, like I have a pretty good feeling that I'll be able to fill the gaps where I need to. So that'll be my quarterly project. With when it comes to History Maker Baseball, I've actually given myself now like a good 6 month run here to get this next project in, which is going to be like mashing up like the 73 and 98 seasons. I got to go back and look exactly what I did, but I think what I did is I made rosters for each of the teams based on kind of combining their 73 and 98 seasons and putting them into like one roster for each franchise. So looking forward to doing that as well. Like that should be a good project. After that, it's a whole lot of different things, you know, I got like a lot of different things that are coming up and, I'm looking at doing, you know, right now with the monthly ones that I've been working on, my monthly delivery schedule, the America's Best, which is my decathlon game season, that's probably a little bit behind schedule. That's probably one of the ones that I want to move out a little bit because it's due to be delivered in April. I think I'm probably going to push that out to like May or June. The three that are lined up next is like decathlon and then the Dice United Women's Soccer League. And then Grid Zone. And I feel pretty confident that between Dice United and Grid Zone, I can knock those out a little quicker than what I had originally planned for. So I'll probably move both of those two up and drop the decathlon schedule back a little bit. And so that I'll try to shoot to deliver that sometime in June instead. With my monthly tournaments, I've got some baseball coming up. I'll probably be playing History Maker Baseball Express with that. I'll be using that 1974 Continental League that was released by Play. Because remember, my monthly tournaments are all about the fictional leagues. I'm also then going to use Bob Hansen's like Hockey North America set that he created and do some Hockey Blast. And then I've got a Blam tournament set up that I'll be doing as well. Now, in that sense, I've got some basketball hitting up twice, right? Because I've got Blam that I'm going to be playing. Actually, I got three places. I've got Blam. I've got my 1985-86 NBA Game of the Day, which is also behind schedule. And then I'm just about to kick off like a college basketball tournament. So I've got a little overlap there when it comes to basketball. And again, I'm starting to wonder, like, should I be shifting some things around there too, right? Because I don't want to really be trying to keep three basketball projects going at the same time. So more to come there. I might just take a break from the two projects while I'm knocking out the Blam tournament and then get back to the other two again and work around those. So more to come on those, but that's another adjustment that's probably going to come in the next quarter. Highlight, Demo Derby, the Squared Circle. Have to really plan out what those events are going to look like. Those are going to be my showcases for Q2, so I'm going to work on those. And then I've got a couple of historical events coming up, playing the 49 Shamrock Bowl with Second Season Express. That was the final game of the AAFC, and that's a freebie that's available on the play site. I then have to do some card creation for the 1894. There was a game on August 31st in 1894 where Billy Hamilton stole seven bases, and I'm going to try to recreate that. Haven't decided which game I'm going to use yet. But going to look at that, might want to create the rosters for that. So that's something I'm going to try to focus in on too, is like how to go about doing that. And then the one I'm really looking forward to, and maybe there's an outside chance that by June, I've got a chance to have the Rumble in the Jungle is going to be my 1974 historical replay. I'm hoping to do that with Legends of Boxing too. So we'll see how that works out. But Muhammad Ali against George Foreman, and I'll be using both of their kind of 70s era cards for that one. So looking forward to those. And then we got some good co-op events as well coming up. Paul Salzgaber will be running the Play Tour before Play.con. Obviously, there is Play.con in June. And then this cart series that I mentioned earlier that Kevin Sieg will be running. So I got some good cooperative events to take part in this next couple months as well. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. And if I can continue to build on what I was doing well in Q1, which is staying on track with these projects, my only hope would be that I can get some other games onto the table from time to time. And I think I just have to kind of build in some time for myself to be able to do that. One of the things that I think I got into a little too deeply with Q1 was a lot of longer play games and not as many like kind of fast play games. So hopefully I'll be able to focus more on doing some faster play games. You heard like, you know, between Highlight Maker Hoops, Hockey Blast, and Baseball, History Maker Baseball Express, or Hockey Blast Express, sorry, like three Express games scheduled for those monthly tournaments. Hopefully that'll help me, you know, kind of move those along a little bit faster. But, you know, time will tell, right? Time will definitely tell, and we'll have to see how that works out. But yeah, that's kind of what was one of my lessons learned. I think the biggest lesson for Q1 was the struggles with the variety of games. And it's something that I really thrive on. It's something that made last year happen so well. Not getting the variety so far in Q1 has been a little bit of a challenge for me. Overall, you know, with just a couple of days left in Q1, 23 different games have made it to the table. So it's not like it's really restricted, but, you know, I would have hoped to have been over 30 games, especially since they're all getting tracked for the first time of playing them during the year. But 23 games so far on the table in Q1 and 164 gaming sessions completed. So, you know, I'm still on track to have like over 600 gaming sessions by the end of the year. So it's not like the volume isn't there. It's just the variety that's missing compared to what I was doing last year. With the podcast, I think things have gone pretty well, except for maybe the last couple of weeks where scheduling has been a little bit more of a challenge. And obviously some struggles with that quarterly hangout. But we've had a lot of good interviews. I've been really happy with the quality of the interviews over the last couple of months. Just to recap, you know, Jeff Giordano talking about the, you know, APA events that he's going to run and the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Football Hall of Fame. That was a really good interview. Getting a chance to sit down with Lenny LaFrance talking about fictional leagues and how he creates them. And they just released the two football leagues. So if you're looking for those freebies, if you're into like the Canadian football, IFPC, and his college rank, you know, university has both were released from play as freebies. So if you want to check those out, go for that. And then we got a chance to sit down with Grant Fines recently. So hoping to keep the interviews going. I'm going to start planning some of my Q2 interviews over the next couple weeks, and hopefully we'll be able to get some new fresh faces in there for everybody there too. So really happy with the way that's gone, and we're going to continue to focus on some games that I haven't been able to kind of do that inside look at, right? So I'm going to continue to do that. We did a couple of this year, Face to the Mat, Matchup Football. The one that I had hoped to cover in March is going to get pushed out a little bit, probably to like, you know, in April, May, and June, the games, I've got a few games that I'm planning. I'll save those for when they're ready to talk about, but we've got some, you know, some games that are newer to me that I want to cover with some of those inside looks as well. So yeah, there's a lot of cool things that'll be going on. And like I said, quarterly hangout will be moved up to April. And then we'll have a big break in between those, right? Because I'll probably then hit it up again towards like the middle of Q3. So it'll probably be like, we did it in March. We're going to do it again in April. It'll probably be like August before the next one. And then hopefully the one after that will be sometime in like October timeframe. Because I think, you know, I'll try to get away from those holiday months as well when we do that fourth quarter hangout. So a lot of cool stuff taking place. And that's always keeps me energized. Like doing the podcast keeps me energized and getting a lot of the games on the table. And what I'm looking forward to next week is taking a little bit of a pause, right? Because I made it through for the first quarter. I'm not doing like kind of a full retrospective now because I really haven't had a chance to really do that yet. But I will be doing my quarterly planning next week. So next week's when I'm going to dive in and do a lot of card creation, send a lot of stuff off to the printer and say, hey, you know, I need all these card sets done. I got to cut cards. So I'll be working on that next week and hoping that I can also get caught up on a couple of the games that didn't get done in Q1, right? I'm going to focus on getting a few of those done next week too. But the main focus is just really kind of wrapping up some of my projects. And I'll probably talk a little bit about that next week when we regroup with the podcast. Because I think it'll be good to kind of cover like how did that second time around with doing quarterly planning work out. You know, I mentioned like at the beginning of Q1, I would say I probably got like 80 to 85% of the way through my quarterly planning. And there were some things that I didn't quite get through because I did have some vacation there at that time too. So hopefully this time around it'll go just a little bit smoother. I'll feel a little bit more prepared going into Q2 and have my projects kind of ready to go. That's the goal. All right, so that's kind of where we are. That's kind of where I am with a lot of the projects, having a lot of success. You know, let's kind of total it up. So far this year, 69 Mets done. Wayne Gretzky, 81-82, 50 goals in 39 games, done. 2023 Legends Cup, my, you know, Soccer Blast project, done. The 1970s Random Federation with the Wrestling America Federation, done. My 1954 Major League Baseball Ladder Tournament, where it was a Rumble tournament, that's done. I did the 3 monthly tournaments with the fictional leagues. I did the lacrosse, the football with Fast Drive Football, and then the Let's Play Tennis, the Tag Open. All those done. Legends of Boxing Showcase, Payoff Pitch Showcase, Fury Football Showcase, all across the finish line. One historical replay that still has to get completed, but did also get a couple of other historical events in there. And then finally, the 2024 Play Invitational. So all told, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 projects across the finish line in Q1. You know, if I can do that every month or every quarter, going to have a really good total, right, by the end of the year. And I think that's what I'm really shooting for, is to see just how many projects I can get completed this year. I can already tell you that 2025 is going to have a different approach, though, right? Like, I can already, after just one quarter, tell you that I'm going to have a little different approach when it comes to 2025. Probably back off a little bit from some of these projects. But, you know, it's all about setting these goals and trying to challenge yourself and seeing, like, what you can do. And for me, this is what I've wanted to tackle this year around. And we'll see how I adapt next year, but I'm going to keep plugging along. I, like, mentioned it at the beginning of the year. Because I have so many projects planned, I knew I would probably punt on a couple of these as I went through the year. I need to start looking at the schedule and deciding, like, what's going to be punted, you know, and maybe think about taking it off the table, giving myself a little bit more bandwidth to play some other things and work towards some different approaches there. So more to come. I'll probably do a little bit of adjusting as I go through there. But right now, feeling pretty good. Good number of projects across the finish line. Not too far behind schedule. Room to catch up. Just really need to buy some bandwidth back for myself. And hopefully I'll be able to do that soon. Last mention, and then we'll get to wrapping up this episode. The biggest sacrifice that I've had to make is two areas. One, I haven't created any YouTube content so far this year. I got some ideas about how I want to do some YouTube content. I just really haven't had the time to do it. So that's one place that I've definitely sacrificed. Second one is game creation. I've got a bunch of ideas on things I want to do. Haven't really had the time to do that. And I don't know when that's going to happen exactly, but that's the other thing that has been put on the back burner. So if you're looking for that horse racing game, like, it hasn't happened right now. I haven't had the time to really sit down and think through like what I want to do in terms of next steps there. Those are the two big sacrifices. If I'm going to punt a few of these projects, it's probably to buy some time back to do some of those kinds of things too. So we'll see. We'll see what the rest of this year brings. Q1 was busy, not going to lie. Very busy month work-wise. A lot of things going on. You know, as we kind of go through, like, working through a lot of different projects at work too. And, you know, sometimes those dig into your personal life too, right? So, like, the hobbies take a little bit of a backseat. And it's still an escape for me. And it's still something I want to make sure that I have the time for. And I definitely do. I have enough time for it. I just probably bit off more than I could chew for this year. So we'll buy back some bandwidth at some point. All right, let's take a little break and then come back and wrap up this episode. And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Yeah, quarter one in the books. I'm still a little shocked by that it's already the end of March. And looking forward, though, to Q2. Looking forward to the games that I've got scheduled to play and kicking off some new projects, and really happy with the results that I got. That Wayne Gretzky project was awesome. 69 Mets didn't quite do what I wanted them to do, but still won the National League East and had a lot of fun doing some of these fictional leagues and playing out some tournaments there. So it's been a blast, and looking forward to some of these new projects too. It's been a while since I've had History Maker Golf outside of doing like the Play Invitational and the Play Tour and stuff. Haven't really had a chance to do a tournament in a long time, so looking forward to that project kicking off. And, you know, some games that I haven't seen in a little bit, so looking forward to getting some of those on the table too. All right, what's coming up next week? So no show this weekend. It's Easter weekend. And that's why you're getting the Friday show. I kind of missed last weekend, so kind of splitting the difference here. And we'll be back probably at the end of next week, probably around, I don't know what that would be, probably like April 7th or so. We'll come back with the next episode. We're going to be taking an inside look at fast inning baseball. And again, cover story for the latest Sports Sim magazine, and I'll kind of give you my take on the game. And after doing some play testing, helping with some of the research, and getting a chance to run through this 54 like MLB Rumble, I'll kind of give you my take on fast inning baseball. So that'll be next week. Until then, thanks for listening.